A couple things real fast before I welcome up our guest speaker here this morning. I did want to just give you a quick glimpse into this last weekend. Haley and myself just ran back down the hill. We've been at the board retreat since Friday night. Saturday, we spent all day yesterday together discussing things of the church, looking at core values, and coming up with a vision statement, which we successfully did. And we are excited about it. We're going to present that probably tomorrow night at the business meeting. But I just wanted to let you guys know that the board members of this church love this church. Okay, the ones that we as a church, as a congregation, have selected into those positions love this church, and we desire to see God move and the things that we are doing here to be glorifying to God. And so it was a wonderful weekend where we got to really connect and bond as a board and put together some insight for the direction of the church and the vision of the church as we move forward here in the near future. Okay, we'll do more. We'll talk more about some of that stuff tomorrow night at the board meeting or at the business meeting. Today, we're starting a new series on the Next Generation Young Preachers series, okay? And there's a verse in Psalms chapter 127 where it says, children are a gift from God, a reward from Him. And the vision behind this whole series is, just like we were singing, that you make us new, there's a purity in our children, there's an innocence in the children of this church, especially those who have found Jesus already, and they want to testify of what God is doing in their lives. They want to share the stories of God working, and so we've invited the youth to kind of sit in here with us this morning, because Aurora Mullins is going to come on up, and she is going to share with us a little bit of what has been on her heart. And it's not just this morning, right? This whole month, we want to welcome young preachers, young teachers' visions, and the malleableness, the purity, the innocence of the next generation to share some words with us and teach us. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So here, I'm going to go ahead and give you this. Why don't you introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Aurora Mullen. My hobby is painting. I really like this church, and I love the fact that we are all here to support each other. We are all one big family community.
Yeah. Awesome. And you're going to share with us today, right?
Yeah.
You have a big stick that you're holding.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this? What do you call this?
It's my walking stick. I got it in fourth grade because my teacher's friend was cutting his parents' tree, and he decided to give us all the leftover sticks that he had cut down, and that's how I got this.
Awesome. All right. So if anybody has some yard work that needs to get done, you know who to call. All right. Good. Now, Aurora, is this inspiration for what you wanted to talk about today?
It is, because we are talking about Moses. Moses uses the staff and the references that we are using today.
Awesome. Do you know, where did Moses use the staff? What parts of the story remind you of this?
So he used it for the splitting of the Red Sea, and he also used it for the splitting of the rock.
Okay. All right. How many of you little guys out here have, like, sticks that you special? I have a sword. Right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So let's jump into it here, Aurora. What part of the Moses story do you want to focus on today?
The guiding of the Israelites after the parting of the Red Sea. The Lord gives the Israel water out of the rock.
Okay. Good. So we're looking at the story of the Israelites. They have been captured by the Egyptians for a long time. They've been held under their power, right? And Moses has been talking to Pharaoh and saying, hey, God says, let my people go,
Yeah.
Right? And then he finally gets permission from Pharaoh to be released.
Yeah.
Right? And what happens after that? After he releases them, he says, where are we going?
We're going to the Red Sea, and then Moses splits it with his staff.
Can you kind of show us what that looks like? What did he do? Perfect. Yes. Pow. I kind of pictured more of like a whoopah, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So he guides the Israelites out of Egypt, and he's got this staff that he walks with. It's a special staff, and he strikes the Red Sea with it, and the Red Sea parts, right?
Yeah.
And they continue, and they walk through it. After they walk through it, because this is the part of the story where we get through, right? They get to the other side, and the water falls back down over the Egyptians, and now the Israelites are kind of on a path.
Yeah.
Right? And they're heading towards the Promised Land?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happens as they start heading towards the Promised Land?
The Israelites get very tired and annoyed that they weren't there yet and giving in to temptations. They did not know where they were going to get water, so they started arguing with Moses and tried to convince him to go a different direction.
Okay. Have you ever argued with your dad?
Yeah. When we're playing video games, I want to go a certain direction, and he wants to go a different direction.
I know this problem very well. I don't know if any of you guys play video games.
Yeah, right.
The front row has.
Yeah.
Okay. I no longer play video. Well, I try to play with Todd, but he's like so much better than I am that it's. He says, "Dad, you're no good no more." So when you're arguing with your dad over the video games and say, like, you're saying, hey, Dad, we need to go in this direction, and he's saying, no, we need to go in that direction, who's usually right?
Okay. You.
Some of the times my dad is right, and some of the times I'm right. Some of the times I play a lot more of that game than him, and I go ahead of him. So I know the way we're supposed to go.
Oh, okay. So when you go ahead of him and you're saying, Dad, we need to go in this direction, does your dad listen to you?
Some of the times.
Some of the times. Oh,
some of the
man.
Times he likes to go the other direction for like secrets or hidden coins or other stuff.
I do that too because I think I know better, right?
Yeah.
We'll work on it, Jonathan. We'll work on it. Okay. So, and this is where the human condition comes in, right?
Yeah.
As much as we are leaders, like, and I know your dad's a leader, and moms and dads, we're leaders of our families, we don't always know which way is best, right? We want to know which way is best, and we're trying our best to lead you in that direction, but ultimately, we must rely on the Lord for direction, right? I know that when I'm trying to lead my kids, sometimes I do it on my own power and I end up realizing, why am I'm doing this out of selfish ambition? Or I'm doing this out of
anger or sadness.
Thank you, Aurora. Yes. I need to repent. Hold on. Yeah, right? Sometimes it's out of anger or pride. And I'm saying, get in there and go clean your room. But really, God's saying, I want her to be doing something else. Right? Good. So, do you want to read? Let's open it up. Let's read the story to get a little bit of context, okay? I'm going to let you read it. If you guys want to read along with us, we didn't put the slides on there. I'll hold that for you. Yes. And get some practice in with this stick. Who wants to go hiking with me? All right. Cool. Some volunteers. Okay, they're excited for camp next week. Okay.
So they're quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses replied, why are you quarreling with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? But the people were thirsty for water there, and they were
against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to make us and our children and our livestock to die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I going to do with these people? They are almost ready to kill me by throwing stones at me."
Yeah. So, sorry, I changed the version on her. She was reading from the children's version, but I brought up the NIV. The word was quarrel, right? They're quarreling, they're fighting. And they end up throwing rocks at Moses. Right, so has your dad ever cried because you threw rocks at him?
I have never thrown rocks at him.
That's good.
Although I've picked up rocks, like, angrily. But I've never thrown them at him. He has cried because of me, though.
All right, well, don't throw rocks, okay? That's you do that to your brother? Okay, well, don't throw rocks at your brother either. Okay, all right. So they're walking through the wilderness, and they're quarreling. He's quarreling with God. They're quarreling with each other, trying to figure out, why, God, why have you led us out of this place where we had all of this stuff?
And the food, the water.
Right.
The livestock.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had everything that they needed, even though they were under oppression of the Egyptian rule, right? And now they're in a place where they don't have much. They're walking through the wilderness, and they're relying on God for all these things, right? But sometimes that's hard. I don't know if you guys have been in a position before where you don't have very many things, where food is hard to come by, where housing is hard to come by, fun is hard to come by, and you have to do it with people that you might not want to be doing life with, right? So they start to quarrel. They start to fight with one another.
Argue, bicker.
Yeah. So what was God's plan through that? You want to read? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and read the next ones.
The Lord answered Moses, "Walk ahead of the people. Take some of the elders of Israel and take in your hands the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at the Herbal. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink."
Yeah, cool. So just in your own words, what does he do there?
He strikes the rock, and water starts pouring out of it.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine taking this stick and going outside and hitting a rock with it, and water coming out of it?
Yeah.
What would your response be if that happened?
I would be in a maze, and I would also know that this is God's doing, and God has provided us with the necessary resources to live.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So, Aurora, when we first started talking about this, this is the story that you wanted to share with everybody, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to share with everybody how Moses led his people out of Egypt with a stick like this, right?
Yeah.
And as they were walking through the wilderness, they were fully reliant on God, right? So what is the main message? Like, what do you want to emphasize? If you can stand here, you're sitting here in front of the entire church. What do you want them to know from this morning?
We can believe in God and never give up on our faith.
Okay.
Believe in God with all our heart, soul, and might.
Right. And you're not just reading that, right? Those are your words.
Yeah.
Right? Tell me behind that. What does that mean? Like, what does that look like? And I know this is off script, but I want you to preach for us.
What it means to me is we believe in him at heart. We trust him. We
rely on him to guide us.
Yeah.
With our soul, we are connected to God by Jesus and his crucifixion. With our might, God gives us the strength to do the things that we do, like lifting the staff or lifting the table. He gives us this strength.
Yeah, that's awesome. Aurora, I love your heart. I know, like, when we're talking and when we sat down and we went through this whole story together, I can hear it in your voice, and I can hear it in the words that you expressed, that you know Jesus, right?
Yeah.
How do you know him so well?
I read the Bible, and I know him because he is my Savior. He is the person that saved me from these sins that I have caused.
Yeah.
He has helped me through my life, and I believe in him with my heart, soul, and might.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Well, I love you as a sister. You're my sister in Christ. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Aurora, one of my favorite things that you do is pray. Because when you pray, there's like this pure expression of love for Jesus. Would you mind if you just, could you pray for us?
Thank you, God, for this wonderful time. Thank you for letting me preach. I hope that we have a great summer. I hope that we all get along and that we all believe in God and we trust him to guide us wherever we may go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Aurora. Can you guys give her a round of applause? Oh, yeah. Pound it. There we go. All right. Cool. You can go ahead and grab a seat, and I'll just kind of wrap here. Take your stick with you. I'll get in trouble with that thing. So, as you guys can tell, Aurora has a beautiful relationship with Jesus, and sometimes all it takes is a simple testimony of saying, I love Jesus with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. She knows Jesus. She reads the Bible, and she has a passion to come up here and share it with us and bless us as a congregation. So thank you so much, Aurora. I'm excited for your future, for the words that you're going to share with people and the lives that you're going to touch because of your relationship with Jesus. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and welcome the worship team. Have you guys come on back up. But while they're coming up, can we just stretch out a hand and maybe pray for Aurora and all of our youth in this month. If you have a child next to you, go ahead and just put your arm around them or put your hand on their head or if they are your kid. If they're not your kid, maybe let their parents do that. But we want to pray for them. I want to pray for our next generation because they are our future, but they are also our now. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for Aurora's testimony, for her passion, for her desire to speak words of truth, to emphasize the reliance on God, even when our times are hard and we're walking through deserts and valleys where resources are scarce and support is hard to come by. God, I heard her testimony that she knows you because of what Christ did on the cross, his crucifixion and his resurrection, and how that has given her a relationship with you, a personal relationship with you. The innocence and the power and the presence of God changes us. So we are made new in who you have made us into, God, and I pray that we would walk in the fullness of that. These children that we have our hands on around us. God, I pray that now in their innocence and their ability to receive you in faith of who you are and what you've done for us, putting full reliance on you, I pray that they would walk in it, walk powerfully in knowing that their testimony changes lives. So I pray, Lord, that you would bless them, that this next generation would know you deeply. Transform the church in mighty and powerful ways through their relationship with you, and start to influence us now, even as adults who may be stubborn or hard-hearted, God, that you would break us down through their sweet innocence and their purity and their voices and their hearts. God, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.